Nisham Aleichem, sweetest friend. This year should be a schus for Marani Marasi Shiichyu. The Nishmas of David Yitzchok ben Akiva Yehuda, the schus chayo chavit fega bas Michal Yehudis Basia, and the schus Ephraim Shlomo ben Chanadina, the medalia bas Chanadina, bracha batzlach uchamase yedehem, Miriam Brindle bas Golda, bracha batzlach uchamase yedehem, bachal nuv mele, nechagidu bas Reb Chaim Tzvi, and this is based on a hesped given on Rosh Chodesh Shvat Tovshin Nun Zayin in 1997 by Moreinu Rabbeinu Hagaon Reb Moshe Shapiro Zatzal for the Chevener Rosh Yeshiva Rabbi Avraham Farbstein. Rabbi Avraham Farbstein was born in 1917 in Poland, and when he was 3 years old, his family moved to Eretz Yisrael. And they moved to Tel Aviv. 1930, they moved to Bnei Brak, and he went to learn in Yeshiva Schebron. Close to the Chazon Ish also in Bnei Barak. 1936, he went to learn in the Mir, Poland. There he learned the Chavrusa with the great Goyim Rabbi Leib Malin and Rabbi Tali Vasselman, son of Rabbi Chanan. He also learned a half a year in Slobodka. He came back to Eretz Yisrael. He married Chana, the daughter of Rabbi Chatzko Sarna, who was the Rosh Yeshiva of Chevron. For over 30 years, he served as Rosh Yeshiva in Chevron. He was the first in Chevron, he gave his shiurim in Hebrew. And he has just an incredible family. The Farbstein family is just half-leva fella in their greatness in the Torah. The Sfarim they've produced, the Talmidim. So, this was given in the yeshiva, apparently, by Reb Moshe, who himself was a Talmud of Chevron. So here it is, Al Pi Dvarav. Yeshiva Chevron was founded by Kedoshei Elyon, the Alter Mislobotka. We know that the Slobodka Yeshiva started in Slobodka and then moved to Chevron until afterwards it moved to Yerushalayim after the Pra'ot 1929 in Tapat. Yeshiva. השתדלנו ללמוד ולנהוג את היסודות שעליהם נוסדה ואותם לימדו אותנו פה. ואלו בעיקר שלושה דברים. זאת כמובן חוץ מהדבר שכל ישיבה עומדת עליו, הלימוד העמוק, הגדלות בתורה, להיות שקוע בתורה, לגדול בתורה. The three basic things that we received here in this yeshiva. Number one is the pasuk, תמו ראו כי טוב השם, אשרי הגבר יחסה בוי. Taste and see that Hashem is good. Fortunate is the man who takes refuge in Him. This pasuk is a complete contradiction to what the Olam calls frumkeit. Frumkeit is you just do it. You do it because it's the right thing to do. You don't think about it. You even don't necessarily like it, but you do it. The emes is that pasuk saying not like that. Pasuk says tamu ru'u ki tov Hashem. Taste and see Hashem is good. In other words, you have to be makayim Torah and mitzvahs because it's good, and you have to taste the goodness. And fortunate is the person who takes refuge in Hashem. Yechse asher gever yechse bo. The Alter Mislobodka taught that Limud HaTorah has to be with all of the chius, with all of the ne'urim, with all of the tam. All of your chius you have to put into Torah. It נוני. Rambam, who says that somebody who's wants to protect himself from the Yetzer of Arayas should be pointed to Divrei Torah. Hayelis Ovim V'yalas Chein, a pasuk in Mishlei. It has to be filled with charm and love and passion. Put it all into Torah. That's the one pillar of the Chevron Yeshiva. It says, "Nigamor in Chagiga Daf Hamud Beis Tano Rabbonim Shloish Hakadosh Baruch Hu Borcha Aleihem B'chol Yom." Al she'efshar la'asok ba'Torah ve'ino osek, v'al she'efshar la'asok ba'Torah ve'osek, ve'al parnas ha'midgayel ha'tzibur. Three people, Hakadosh Baruch Hu cries about them every single day. One is somebody who can learn Torah and doesn't. One is somebody who can't learn Torah and does. And on a leader who is haughty over the community. The question is, what's this bechia? And somebody who can learn Torah. Somebody who can't learn Torah, yev shalo lasek b'Torah, and he's still osek b'Torah. Ma pesher ha-bechia? Why the cry? Ma anyan she-HaKadosh Baruch Hu boche alav? Be'otah bechia kamo she'al mi she'efshar lo lasok b'Torah v'lo osek. The same cry that Hashem cries for somebody who can't learn and does learn, Hashem cries for somebody who can't learn and does learn. Same cry in somebody who's yefshel lasik, she'efshel lasik ve'ein oisik. He could be learning, but he isn't. Hashem cries for somebody who couldn't be learning, can't be learning, but he is. What's this bechia? So they say in the name of the Alter Mislabotke that this bechia, and somebody who can't learn Torah and does anyway, is a bechia on the chiyus, on the oneg that he doesn't have. Not because he wasn't a kaim mitzvah. But like every bechia, it's on hefseid chaim and a loss of life. That's why people cry. You lose a life completely or even a partial sort of loss of chiyus. Somebody who can learn Torah and doesn't is a bechi, is a cry in her der chiyus. He's lacking the chiyus. He could be learning and he isn't. And somebody who's yevsho lasek v'oisek, he can't be learning, but he is anyway. This person lacks the chiyus in his learning. He lacks the vitality, he lacks the excitement. Because he's suffering from other things, so that makes a great chisar in his learning. And that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cries. And that's what's taught in the Slabotki Yeshiva. And weiter in Yeshiva Schevron, HaTfisa Shel Kol HaChiyus Kula. To find all of your chaim, all of your passion, all of your desire, and put it in Torah. Ayel Asavim Vayal Aschein B'chol Eis, like the Rambam brings. This passionate love, this charm, the Torah should have above and beyond anything else in this world. That's number one. Number two is the second pillar on which the yeshiva was founded was Ve'alachta B'drochav. Mahu Afata. And this are included all the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Nevi'im were Megala Hashem's midas. They used towards Hashem all the names, all the kinuyim in Sifrei HaNevi'im. All the different names we see for Hashem in the Nevi'im, we have to be Holech B'drochav. Walk in the ways of Hashem, have Hashem's Midas. That's a big yisod of the Saba Mislabotka, to have Midas Tovas, Midas of Hashem. It says at the end of Psochim, Kuf Yud Ches Omad Aleph, B'shah Shehippil Nimrod HaRosh HaSavrom Avinu L'Sech Kivshan HaEish, Omar Gavriel Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ribbono Shel Olam, Ered V'atzanen, ואציל את הצדיק מכבשן האש. אמר לו הקדוש ברוך הוא, אני יחיד בעולמי, והוא יחיד בעולמו. נאה לי יחיד, להציל את היחיד. When Nimrod wanted to throw Avram Avinu into the oven, Gavriel came before Hashem and he said, "I'm going to cool off the oven. I'll save the tzaddik from the Kivshan Esh." Hashem said, "I'm alone in my world, and he's alone in his world. It is beautiful for an individual, one who is a yachid, me Hashem, to be yachol." To save the Yachid, Avraham Avinu was Yachid in his world. That's a midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he's a Yachid, he's unique. And we also have to follow in that way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the Jewish people, "Atem asituni chativa achas ba'olam, v'ani aseh eschem chativa achas ba'olam." You made me unique, I'm going to make you unique. You say, "Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad," and I say, "Mika amcha Yisrael goy echad ba'oretz." Brachas vav amir aleph. In other words, a Klal Yisrael makes a Kadosh Baruch Hu a Yachid. Chativa achas ba'olam. That's a Yachid. Shadvarim nemsim bo biyichidut. Ofen shu lo ben yeter advarim shenemsim ba'olam. Ze ma shekatuv kan ba'Rambam. Ba'Rambam be'achot Yisodei HaTorah. She'ein metziyuto kemetziyuteinu. The metzias of Hashem is not like our metzias. Yachid is a metzias bifnei atzma. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Yachid b'fnei Atzma. And Am Yisrael, mi ka'amcha Yisrael goy echad b'oretz, that's a Yachid. V'ayu sham Yisrael goy melamed shayu mitzuyonim sham. Hem lo yu ki yeter advarim echad merabim, ele yechidim. Dover b'fnei Atzma, ani Yachid bo'y lomi v'hu bo'y lomo. So we also have to be yechidim. כשם שהחידוש המיוחד שחדשו גדולי עולם, המייסדים של הישיבה, לעבודת הקדוש ברוך הוא בטוב טעם, בטעם הטוב שיש בלימוד, בגשמק. אבל זה בחינס אבוידה, to serve Hashem with a גשמק. So to the יחידוס, to be a יוחיד, לפיכך נברא אדם יחידי, to be an oil המולה. That's also an avoda. Davar shalem le'atzmo, metziut le'atzmo. Olam alei davar she'eino nispar bein yeter advarim. Lo liot natun betfus, letnaged ba'al hakoach lekach, b'kol hakoach lekach, letrachek, limana mima she'nikra b'lashon ha'olam, telboshet achida. Look like everybody. Everybody's wearing the standard uniform, not to be a yachid. Person has to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu as a yachid. Number three, and maybe this is the yikar, the great soid of Tzelem Elokim, Hanechbodus. Ezu mechubed ha-machabed es habriyas. And the Sham is called covered. Azamer le'elokai b'chvoidi, ura kvoidi. Famous Hakdam of the Balam Or to Seches Brachas. Hamidah shel kavod mitgala, v'kavod shemashpiim al ha-sviva, v'chol ha-sviva kula mitromemet. Person has to be a nechbod. He has to act with dignity. And he has to give other people dignity. One of the simonim of the Dor HaAcharon is like the Gemara says, that Yeshaya said to the Jewish people, "Bikvus of the Mashiach, Yiravu Nar b'Zaken v'Anikle b'Nechbad." There's going to be a lack of cover, the young people for the old people. The light for the Niklaz, somebody who's Mezuzal, somebody who's of a low class. Not talking socioeconomically, you're talking as far as his stature and Torah and Yerushalayim. And he's going to be Mezalzal, he's going to belittle the Nichbad, one who's truly dignified. Nikla, Nikla, Mashon, Kal, light. Nichbad, covered, Mashon, heavy, carries his weight. Nikle, Marhiv, Oz, Lefkoa, Benichbad. He has the chutzpah, this Nikla, to pinch on the covered of the Nichbad. There's somebody who's so nichbad that it's very hard for people to be mezalzel on him because he's so nichbad. Kula imel kavod. Vosif Rav Moshe kol hashkol amidot ha'elu hayu b'mila mele'a b'mida gedusha b'niftar ha'gadol b'rosh yeshiva zatzar, Rav Avrom. Tamid ani od zocher melefnei shanim mimei ha'neurim מה שנקרא להיות שקוע בלימוד, להיות מוטרד בלימוד. היו זמנים כבר בשנים ההם שאפשר היה לשבת לדבר איתו, ופתאום לחוש שאינו נמצא פה. הוא נמצא באיזה תרדה אחרת. זה המלטה דשכיחה, שהיה באמצע העניינים האחרים היה קופץ לארון, מוציא ספר, מסתכל בעניין שעסוק בו. התרדה האמיתית להיות טרוד, לחיות איתו. הדבר הזה היה זורם ממחזור הדם נמסך בדמו, כלשונם של הרשעים. התורה זרמה בדמו, הוא חי בזה. שמחת עולם באיזה מציאה של דבר חידוש קשה לתאר. כשהקשר בינינו היה זה זמן קצר אחרי הסתרקות החזון איש, הייתי עוד צעיר מאוד, תמיד היה אומר לי בשם החזון איש, כשיש טעם בקצות, איך יכול להיות טעם באיזשהו דבר אחר בעולם? החיוס והטעם הטוב. הטעימה של הדברים עד כדי הנאה חושית ממש מסברה טובה. מידיעה חדשה, מנפגמינה טובה, מחידוש לדינה. זה יחוד סוד אחד מיסודות מהותה של סלבודקה. הדבר השני בו היה מצטיין באופן מיוחד בולט עד זקנה וסיבה ביחידות. So number one, there's the tremendous time Tovi had in learning. Always to be shakur and limud, always to be immersed. Even sometimes he's doing something else and pitom he jumps. He looks in a sefer, he wants to see. He wants to, oh, what does the Kesef Mishnah say? What does the Lechem Mishnah say? What does the Ran say? To have such hana, mamish, like it's a one of his five senses is getting hana, physical hana. And the second thing that we saw in the Nifter was his yichidus, always being original, always his das, not following the party line. And number three is the nechbadus. He wanted on one hand to be a friend to the young people, on the other hand, to be a nechba, to be a dignified person, to walk in a dignified way, to speak in a dignified way. And he was the example for the young people. It says in Chazal, Kol ha-shofer damim ki'ilu memayiris hadmus. One spills blood, it's like he diminishes God's image. שנאמר שופך דם האדם באדם דמו יישפך. כי בצלם אלוקים עשה את האדם. למדו אותנו גם זה בשם הסבא, שזו הסיבה שאסור להיות רוצח. עיקר הפגם הנורא שבחטא הרציחה אינו ברציחה, אלא במיעוט הדמוס שברציחה, ויקר עשר ברציחה, because one's ממית, the דמוס of Hashem כביכול. Every man is created in the image of God, when somebody kills man, he's כביכול killing the דמוס, דמוס, the ריבונו של עולם. Maybe that's the third thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cries for every day, that we learned in the Gemara before, על הפרנס המזגוע על הציבור בחינם, וכך הוא ממעט את הדמוס, פוגע בצלם. ציבור של כלל ישראל הוא דבר הנכבד ביותר. הקדוש ברוך הוא לא מואס בתפילנתם של רבים. מי גוי גדול אשר לא אלוקים קרובים אליו, כשם אלוקינו בכל קראינו אליו. היי והכסיב דירשו השם בימצוי, כאן ביוחד, כאן בציבור. ציבור זה גוי גדול אשר לא אלוקים קרובים אליו. אליו כשם אלוקינו בכל קראינו אליו. ובסיין הגודל, וכוי גודל, מאמין שהם מצוינים שם, מיוחד הם מצוינים. If you have a parnas, who's מזגון את ציבור, he's ממית את דמוס of this goy godel. Every בחייה, both by man and by הקדוש ברוך הוא כביכול, is on a heder, a lack of chius. Morale is mechadesh at the end of the Gurariyeh. it says in the Gemara, Efshem Moshe Meis, Ukoise Vayamas Shem Moshe. How could he write Vayamas Shem Moshe? One of the Teirutz of the Gemara is Ad Kana Kadosh Baruch Hu Oimer O Moshe Koise V'Oimer. Mikana Kadosh Baruch Hu Oimer O Moshe Koise V'Bedema. A lot of Perushim on this. The Maharal explains that since Moshe Rabbeinu cried on his Misa, it's not Sheker to say Vayamas Shem Moshe. Even though Moshe's dead, he's still alive, and he could still write Vayam Hashem Moshe that he died. Because he's writing Bidema with a Bechiyah, and when a person's Bechiyah, it's a little bit of a Misa. It's a Heyadel Chiyus, it's a lack of vitality. It says in Chazal, Amorit Mois al Odom Kosher HaKadosh Baruch Hu Soifu Menichu Mebeis Genozo. Somebody cries for an Odom Kosher, HaKadosh Baruch Hu counts the tears and puts them in his storehouse. Also here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Maharal writes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu counts them and puts them in his Beis Genozim. Not in the Beis Genozim that's special for tears, but in that place where the Nisham of the Nifter dwells. In that place is the demos that people cry. The Tzar and the Heyader of this person that he's lacking. That stays with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hatzara laheyadel ze etzem chiyusa. When call him is atzel bespeidel shalchacham roi lekovre b'chayiv. Pshat ha-poshut is if somebody's lazy and the hesped of a chacham, it's right to bury him alive. Mida keneged mida. Somebody who's mis atzel behesped hu kirotzeach. Mafsik is chiyuso shel ha-niftor b'emtza. The chiyus of the Adam Kosher is cut off, and they're lazy in his hesped. And they don't show the tzar agadol. The chiyus comes from the tzar of his lacking. One is misatzel, one's lazy in being masped a chacham. So he cuts off the chacham's chiyus. So he deserves his own chiyus should be cut off. You have to feel the tzar, and that's mamshich, the chiyus of this chacham in the world. כל דמעה ודמעה היא דבר שמגיע, יורד. הדמעות מגיעות מאותו מקום, ממקום החיוס בעצמה. מאותו מקום שנשארה חיוס נשפע עם הדמעות. הרגשה של ההיעדר, הדמעות האלה בעצמן, הן הן האופן בו הוא חי ביחד איתנו. It's for היעדר חיוס. And that crying brings back the chiyus. And that's what the hesped is about. It says in the Kadmonim that dima is begematria tam. Dima dalet is 4, mem is 40, 44, ayin is 70. Hey is 5. Altogether 119. Tam. Also, Tess is 9. Ayin is 70, is 79. And another 40 makes it 119. So dim is begematria tam. Any tfisa of tam is a tfisa of chiyus. When you taste something, it's life. What's life? Life is pleasure. Al kol ma shebaroso lahachiyos behem nefesh kol chai, Tosis writes. Lahachiyos behem nefesh kol chai are the foods that give us pleasure. Roi rei nefesh yisrabu yisvechesroinan. God created, filled the lacking, the basic lacking, that's talk about things that are ikar, you can't live without them, bread and water. There are things that are given for hana. Chiyus is hana. Tam is a tfis of chiyus. Chiyus is tam, chiyus is hana. מאותו מקום, כשדבר הזה איננו, החיות מתבטלת. הרגשה הזאת היא שמביאה דמעה, not feeling, but a loss of chius brings the tear. על החיות האמיתית, על הדמות שהתמעתה. על הכבוד אשר ניטל, ועל טעם טוב שנסתלק בעולם, מן העולם, על זה ראוי להוריד דמעה. When we lose time in this world, we lose such a person. It's worthy of shedding a tear, bring his chiyus back. Advarim neflaim b'yoseh. And we should talk of Yizocha to live these ideals of having chiyus, chiyus in our learning, chiyus in our avodas Hashem. And going in the midas of Hashem, being a yochid, in Selam Elokim, being a nechbod, אלו יסודות גדולים מאוד. No, we should be zeichet to live them. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.